high vibrations with fond memories of Taiwan. 1. Encountering old friends at Jiangnan University. In our morning rush to Tainan Station, we nearly missed 3 familiar faces. We met one Houston summer standing by our shuttle bus. Dropping our laden bags, we rush to hug the shy figures light as willows, not knowing when we would meet again. Days traveling through pigeon-colored skies felt warmer with each parting smile. 2. Outside the matchmaker god's shrine. Yue Lao, the matchmaker god, has a little shrine stocked with devotees. Outside, the many hopeful angel-eyed sprout dreams sweeter than tangerines, higher than woodwind trills. Standing comfortably next to you, I see the sanctuary smoke creep by our feet, then move on. 3. Water calligraphy. A sandstone slab, some trickling water, a brush for 2. 6 characters we wrote, not knowing why, lay side by side. Evening strips away another afternoon. You turn, I set the brush to rest, and our characters harden back to stone. 4. Walking through Jiangnan University. Now all the mirroring waters above Jiangnan turn milky dark, and yet I see you beautifully empty, like blossoms colored by the moon. You know that mirror flowers never bloom, but softly knock on my door, and I promise to reply. 5. Remembering Taipei. How the car's exhaust hid my discreet stares. Rain showers briefly blanketed our slender bodies. Firefly girl, I weigh my luggage and leave you behind. Thinking of home, I wonder where it lies, among mirror strangers or foreign friends. 6. Tucked on the metro. Tucked on the metro alone, reading Pilgrims of the Clouds. Dandelion faces in athletic wear decorate the turquoise seats. A mother corrects her little boy, innocent as water, for talking too loud. Suddenly, I miss the homeland sheltered in my mother's voice. 7. Reminiscing at a polling station in Zhongzhen. Epigraph. It may be argued that the past is a country from which we have all emigrated. Imaginary Homelands by Simon Rushdie. As we stood watching the vote tally, every secret grain of Delta silt sown into my skin yearns for a childhood home. I conjure phantasms from the homeland in my mind, a lonely Vietnam without goodbyes, hidden behind birth-pained eyes. Amid vibrant Taipei, I stare back at a monochrome memory, regardless if I turn to salt.